Good morning. Yeah, it's still morning. Good morning. First of all, I wanted to thank everybody for coming yesterday and participating in the women's luncheon. It was very, very nice. I just thought about it the whole night, how everything was so pretty and how everybody took out time out of their busy schedule, because I know it was Saturday and usually you're running around doing errands and cleaning house and running the games with the children or whatever you do. So, thank you for sacrificing that time. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. The presentation on the tables were beautiful. And I just want to thank everyone for whoever participated. Thank you so much for it. It was well needed. It was well needed. So thank you so much. Thank you, Baya, for being obedient and letting the Lord guide you to do something so special like that for me, because I felt so much love. I felt love. So thank y'all so much. And in that, sometimes we wonder, what are we doing? What is life all about? What are we doing? What are we doing in life? What is my purpose in life? Right? Sometimes we wake up, we have those days, right? What are we doing? What's my purpose? Why was I created? Why do we live in this world? But I know, I even have questions like that about, the House of Manna. What are we doing? What are we supposed to do, Lord? You have to continue to guide us for your perfect will to be done, because our will and our desires is totally different from the Lord's desires, and we'll never go wrong when we surrender to God's will, and His desires will never go wrong. If we continue to fast and pray and seek Him and ask Him for guidance and what to do with the House of Manna, right? And even for y'all at your jobs, at school, it isn't just in the church. It's outside of the church too. What are you doing? What are we doing? What is my purpose? How can I bless somebody? And I found out yesterday that somebody is on their way of restoration. And I said it to the women yesterday that the House of Manna is about restoration. It's about getting the families reunited, restoring the families, delivering them. Whatever God has in store for you, I get really, really excited. And I can't say it enough times. When I see new people coming in, I always say, wow, God, you drew the line for that person. You're about to start restoring that person. You're about to start blessing that person and getting them on the right track and the right frame of mind again. You're going to deliver that person. Whatever it is, that person's about to get blessed. Thank you, Jesus. With that being said, that blessed me so much, because, like I said, sometimes we say, what are we doing? What are we doing? But when someone comes with a praise report about how God is doing something in their life, restoring, I'm like, wow, amen. Okay, we're going to keep going. Even if it's one by one, all that matters is somebody in here is getting blessed. One by one. May not be you today. It could be you today. It may not be you today. But does it matter? As long as He's moving. And you just keep telling Him, Lord, please. I just need you. I don't want to live this lifestyle anymore. Or whatever the case may be. He's going to come. Okay? He'll draw the line. Enough. Get to the House of Manna. Because I have something in store for you. But that blessed me so much. And with that being said, November or this month in October, we have to renew our lease for November. It's going to start in November for the next 3 years. And they decided to raise the rent. And that's normal, right? Your rent's got to go up. But they decided, not to be as lenient as they used to be with us. So we just have to, make sure that we do and we're obedient as for what God tells us to do. And in Malachi 3:10, he says, not the house of Manna, not me, not Marty, not whoever comes up here and does tithes and offering. It's not what we said. We're just going according to what the Bible says. And the reason why, as pastors, we know that how important it is because we have done it and we do it and we've seen the blessings and we stand on the word no matter how long it takes, but it ends up coming somehow, some way, right? So he says in Malachi 3:10 to bring all ye tithes to the storehouse. And there's a reason for that. It isn't, oh God, here she goes, any money. It's always about money. No, it isn't that. Y'all are sowing seed in the ground for the people that are to come, for God's purpose. Whatever his purpose is, that's what y'all are sowing seed in the ground for. And as this individual spoke about being restored or starting to get restored, you know what? Those of you that were here at the beginning 3 years ago and in there, guess what? That's what your seed did. It kept the house of God open. It kept us going because of the people that are coming later. And because we don't know who's coming. There's going to be people coming and going. And all that matters is that this house stays open and that we stay focused and we continue to do what God is telling us to do because we desire that. We desire because we know that God can restore everybody. God could turn things around for everybody. God can heal you. God could do impossible things, and I've witnessed it. My son Joshua died, and he got resurrected right before my eyes. He was dead 30 minutes. 30 minutes. You're brain dead. And the doctors did say, oh, he's going to be a vegetable. Oh, he's not going to be able to walk. Oh, he would have to wear a diaper all his life. Oh, he is going to have upper respiratory problems all his life. He's going to have a nebulizer. He's going to have this. He's going to have that. And a speech problem. And everything that a vegetable should be like, right? But Josh is fine. There's Josh. Stand up, Josh. There's my baby. Shame that devil. It isn't what man says. It isn't what God, what doctors say. It isn't. It's what God says. And that's why we are doing this in this church, because we've seen the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. I look at Josh and I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You gave me back my baby, Lord. And I don't know why, but you know what? All that matters is that you did it, and I'm going to do what you told me to do no matter what. And that's the least that I could do no matter how hard it gets. No matter how hard it gets. I don't care if they say your rent's going up. I don't care if they say we're not going to be lenient with you. You can no longer make partial payments. I want the whole amount the first of the month. Okay, I don't care, because you know what? It's not my bill. It's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to open those doors, to pray, fast for everyone and myself, and to do what's God's purpose. That's my responsibility. But the bill is really his responsibility. And the people that are coming, if you're getting blessed, bless the kingdom of God. Because if you got blessed and you sow seed, guess what? Someone later down the line is coming and is going to get blessed just like you did. That's what it's about. It's not just about us. It's about the other people, and that's how we can reach out to the people. Amen? Yes. That's what it's about. So y'all be obedient to the Lord and what he's telling you to do, okay, and how he's telling you to sow. And if this is your house and this is where you're being fed, then sow seed. Yes. So that other people that are coming through those doors, you may be gone when those people come in. But guess what? We're going to be here. Me and Marty are still going to be here. Y'all might have moved on to your, maybe you opened up a church, or you're doing what God has called you to do, okay? And you might not witness someone coming in here and getting delivered and set free and their spiritual gifts unlocked and told to them what their spirit. You know, there's so many people here that don't know what is their purpose. What is their spiritual gift that God put in you when he created you?
We go through life. There's people in the grave that never even knew what their purpose was and what their spiritual gift was that the Lord created them at the beginning, just like the word says. Well, I want to know my purpose. I want to know what my gifts are. And you just continue to ask God, what is it? And help me walk in it. Help me find out what it is. Help remove the fear from me, Father, so that I can do it. Because I told you, I don't like talking in front of people. Here I am, talking in front of you. And I'm intimidated. Well, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I'm strong, like he said. And I try and try and try to be strong and of good courage, no matter when the bad news comes. I try. It came that following Monday. And you know what I had in my ear? Him. What'd you preach yesterday? Be strong and of good courage. I know. I am. And I had to repent again. I'm sorry, God. I'm trying. But it's through the trials and the tribulation of how you become strong and of good courage and holding on to the word no matter how hard it gets. Amen. So y'all, you get your checks, you get your credit cards, PayPal can be paid on the computer over there, you get your change, you get whatever. Because you know, we're about the kingdom business and we are gonna do what God has called us to do no matter what. Amen. And you write on your seed whatever is in your spirit of whatever you need. You ride on that seed and you hold on. You hold on. And it's going to come to pass. Trust me. And I can tell you that because I do it and it's happened for me. And he's not a respecter of person. It isn't because I'm up here trying to do what God is telling me to do. No, he wants to do it for everyone here. Everybody. Amen. Amen. That's it.
Put your Bible down. Put it down. Did you feel the anointing?
Yeah.
Wait, let me teach you something. How does the anointing increase in your life? By going through and letting the word come to life in you. She couldn't have preached this or said anything like this 2 weeks ago. She couldn't have. I can tell you for a fact she couldn't have because it didn't hit her spirit yet. So the oil was given. And when the oil is given, the only way oil comes out, here's how it comes out. It gets squeezed. There's truth. Oh, this is Kingdom 101. You're going to get the word of God given to you. Oh, that's a good word. Guess what? You're going to be tested on it. Why? Because it's going to squeeze it so that anointing, the anointed one, Jesus Christ, the Word, he's the Word. Jesus is his name. Christ means anointed one. So the Word is the anointing. It gets put in there. Guess what? Jesus didn't complete his fulfillment until he was squeezed. Then it came forth. That Word got squeezed. Now it came forth. Did you see fire? Now watch this. Did you see fire today as opposed to last Sunday? You saw fire. Why? Because it became revelation. It became a part of her. The devil can't take it away now. You see that? So when you're going through and you're being tested, and this is just tithes and offering. That's it. And if you're being tested, only good things come out. Because Jesus knows how to squeeze just the right amount and the seed does not crush. So you don't become bitter. Squeeze an olive so much that it crushes the seed, that oil becomes very bitter. Can't use it. So don't get bitter about the squeezing that's taking place in your life. Even sometimes when your feet get stepped on, you ain't broken. You're not broken. You're just being squeezed. God's allowing it so that the oil can come forth. Amen? Now, with that same oil, finish tithing offering. Yeah. They got to give. I did that. They got to stand up, believe, sow, and you pray with that oil over it. You don't just put all the ingredients together for the pie or the cake and don't put it in the oven. You don't just leave it sitting there on the shelf and say, the pie will be ready.
Put it in the oven.
So to finish the process.
Okay. All right, now, come on. Y'all, you know what? I love you newcomers. Hey, we love Jesus. We're crazy, okay? It isn't a game. It isn't a joke. But, you know, sometimes, you know, when people are nervous, they joke around, you know, to kind of hide the nervousness. But, amen. You're right. Okay. Okay. Amen. I'm learning. Okay. Put your tithes and offering envelopes up and just close your eyes and, you know, and think about what you wrote on your envelope and just visualize what you wrote on the envelope. Just visualize it. And you, in your own words, you ask God, please, Jesus, don't pass me by. Don't pass me by, Father. Bless this seed that I am sowing into this ground, Father God, and I'm believing in faith that you are not going to pass me by on this one, Father. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you, and we thank you that you have given us seed to sow into the kingdom of God, because that's the best investment that we can ever sow into, Abba Father. You're the only one that can turn things around. You're the only one that can heal us and set us free and deliver us, God. Only you, you alone, Lord, you alone, not man. And Father, we sow this seed in the ground, and we trust and believe in faith that you're going to do what you said you're going to do, Lord God. And Lord, we just bless your name and we give you thanks and praise, Lord. And Father, I come and bind in agreement with everybody here in their prayer petitions and requests up to you, God. And we just thank you. And I just thank you, God, that even more testimonies are going to come forth, Heavenly Father. And we're going to testify in the goodness of God, because you said to come forth in the Word of God and testify of my goodness. And I just thank you, God. I thank you for the upcoming testimonies, God. Not old testimonies, but upcoming and new testimonies. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen.
How many of you have gone through a process in your life that you feel you think you're done, but it's undone? Let this be a symbol to you and a demonstration is when you think you're done, you're not done. And I can equate this to some of you guys that work out in here, some of you women that do the Pilates and all that Zumba and all. It's during the process of the burn, that the excess is removed. But in the burn process is where you begin to grow. And it's usually at that point where you want to quit. It's usually when you want to quit because it gets hard. I'm demonstrating with my own wife, you're not through. Discern when you're not through. Learn to tarry in his presence. Tarry. Now, it'd be a shame for me to say, I put all the cake together and put everything and I put all the ingredients down, I put it in the oven, but I didn't turn it on. You know how most Christians do, we go through the process, but there's some one element that is missing. We finish it to the end. Releasing by faith, not asking or petitioning, but declaring.
Father God, we just thank you for all the seed that has come, Father God. We just thank you for today, Heavenly Father. We just thank you for everybody that made it here today, God. We just thank you, Father God, that you touched the hearts, Heavenly Father, and that they were obedient, Father, and what instructions and what you told them to sow into the kingdom of God, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I just ask that you just bless this seed, Father God, and that you water it, Heavenly Father, and that you multiply it, Father God. And I just thank you for promotions and jobs. I just thank you for pay increases and jobs, Heavenly Father. I just thank you, Father God, for people that are in their own business, God, that you prosper it and that you bless it, Heavenly Father, the self-employed business, Father God. Just open up more windows for them, Father God, and shower down the blessings, just like in Malachi 11, Heavenly Father. You said to test you and to sow into the kingdom of God and watch and see that you will open up the windows of heaven, Heavenly Father, and that you will shower down blessings onto your people, Heavenly Father, that we can't even handle it, that it would overtake us, Heavenly Father. And I just thank you that every person in here will visualize, Father God, of the overtaking blessings in their minds, Heavenly Father, and that they would declare and declare and declare out in the atmosphere, Heavenly Father, that you are God and that you will do what you said that you're going to do, Heavenly Father, and they are going to reap what they have put on the envelopes, Heavenly Father, and what they're believing for, Father God. We just thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, and I just bless your name, Lord God. I bless your name, Heavenly Father, because you're a real God. You're a true God. You're a faithful God, Lord God. And I just thank you. I just thank you. And we seal this, Lord, and we usher it up to you, and we worship it to you, God. This tithe and offering, we give it to you, Lord, and we worship you with it, Heavenly Father. And we say to you, we love you, Lord, and we thank you, Jesus. And I thank you for saving me and my family, God. I thank you for uprooting us, Lord, out of the pit of hell, Heavenly Father, to bless the kingdom of God and to lead the people to you, Heavenly Father. And I just thank you and I praise you, Lord God. Amen and amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. When the oil flows, it flows. And the oil flows from the mountaintop down, from the head down. It don't flow up, it flows down. That season, you're only seeing the fruit of it. But that season, some of you that were close enough to see it, This trust me, this is good because it's going to get me into what I was talking about. That season, not everybody can see. You only seen the fruit of it. But the season that led to the fruit of this, not everybody's around. And not everybody's close to. Some misjudge that season. Some think it's because of sin. Some think it's because of some things that you're going through is self-induced. Self-inflicted. You don't see the season, you'll see the fruit. You're seeing the fruit of her seasons. You hearing me? I'm giving you kingdom principles here. Anything and everything that you go through is ordained of God. Watch this. Y'all already hear the critical minds already. Well, my sickness isn't from God. You're right, it's not from God, but he didn't send it to you, but he's going to use it. He's going to use it. Well, how is my despair going to help someone? Because you don't know that in your despair how you got through. Somebody needs to know how you got through. But they can see the fruit of how you got through. And that's what's going to help. Not everybody's going to be in close proximity with you. Not everybody. Even, stand, please, sir. Stand. Both of y'all stand. Come on, Joseph, John, stand over here. Quickly. Come on, Josh. Over here. I'm going to make a point. Illustration. Come on, David. Come on, Stephen. Scott, come on. Come on, Jason. Mark, move that back. Move that back, Mark. All the way to the wall. Thank you, sir. Count them. Count them. We got 12. I called them. I called them to me. The one standing at the red at the end of the line, is he at close proximity with me even though I called him? But I called him. I called him. Didn't I tell him to come here? Didn't I stand with me? But he don't know what I'm doing over here. He don't know what I'm saying to him. He doesn't know that what I'm going through, this man knows what I'm going through, but I called him to be with me. Did I not call him to be with me? He should know what's going on. Here's the thing that happens in the way we walk with God is because you called me, I'll stand with you. But how close will you be with him? Let me do it this way now, because y'all lined up. Gather. They don't have to see me, Jason. You can stand right in front of me. That's okay. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, though. Now, we all gathered. Now, watch. Now, being in the midst of the 12 disciples, even in close proximity. Did you hear what I said to him? Did you hear what I said? There's sometimes we got to be close with Jesus, and even sometimes Jesus don't even want you to know. But only the one he intended to know. Are you hearing me? But guess what we have a tendency to do just because he called us, that we want to know what was said. Get in. It's all right. We're men. We're men. Get in here. Get in here. Now, we all want to know what's being said, but we don't quite understand. Because watch this. Maybe Jesus isn't speaking. Maybe the one needs to know my heart. And he don't have to say anything. They need to just know his heart. Did he not call the 12? Now you see that there's somebody on the outside of the circle, do you not? Okay. Just so happens the one that was close to me earlier in the season, go ahead and go back out, is no longer close to me. Are you seeing? I want you to hear this. I have called many to be at my side. And through the times, you may have been close, but through some seasons, you may have fallen off. But you're still called. But not everybody knows what is being said. Only the individual that I spoke to knows what's being said and what was said. The job of the others is to know the heart. To know the heart. Not necessarily the voice. The heart. Because when you know the heart, stand. You won't have to hear the word. All you'll need to know is the heart is there. Because the treasure is there. It may be something in his life that doesn't quite fit in their life, but Jesus knew it and made it a point to go to him. Don't get caught up in this, because Jesus isn't with them in the midst, that they get angry and mad because Jesus stepped out to be with the one. When Jesus steps out to be with the one that is hurting and wounded, the heart should always be knitted to that. To step out to be with the wounded too. Do you understand? What you go through in life, we may all be gathered together. All be gathered because we're all called. But there's always someone that's outside even though they've been called. But we're so focused on gathering around that we're not looking at the one that's still called, that needs to be attended to. Because we're so used to hearing word, instructions, being told what to do, and asking, what is my next step? When Jesus is saying, I shouldn't have to tell you. I don't have to tell you to eat, do I? You know to eat, to eat. When you're thirsty, you drink. When someone's hurting, you should already know.